Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
And Anissa, today you have to face the facts with trivia.
Yeah, I mean, the spelling, I don't know. Really sure, but I know that this cast is not the greatest group of spellers.
When I would have looked at the lineup of cast members here on a trivia day, and I would have decided who was going to win for Girl and Guy, I would have not, I maybe would have chosen Veronica, but maybe not Leroy so much.
No.
You know, he's just not the person
Leroy's
when you think
definitely yelled out, oh no, DJ.
100. But this is a solid performance from V. And like, this is what I love about her. Like, she is, and she's really not slept on. People know what she brings to the table.
Of course.
Today she got to show that. And it was dope to see her win. And she got to win with Leroy. So that was really cool.
I loved that whole thing. And I also think that she's starting to like solidify her place in the game.
Yeah.
And I love Veronica has that like get in where you fit in type of thing. Like, she'll find a way.
Dude, she goes from being at the bottom last time to then coming back into the house, immediately starting off with a new alliance member with Nicole, and then wins the daily challenge.
Right.
Like, queen.
And has a star.
She finessed this whole game. Queen.
Finessed the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And I love that about her. And I love that this game is the way that it is, that you have the trivia, you have the physical, you have all of these things, and you know that anything can happen. And at any point in time, you can win or lose. And that's why I love this show. I love it. I love it.
100%. And like somebody like Brad, for example, who was crushing last All Stars, as he said in his interview, he had one of the longest winning streaks ever. Coming into this season now, he's struggling a little bit more. And obviously, it has a lot to do with where his mental game's at. You know, he was mentioning how things are a little bit more complicated in his external world. And that can definitely weigh on you. And so my heart really goes out for Brad.
Yeah.
I think, you know, losing on a spelling in trivia, obviously it can happen to anybody. But
anyone.
Like, ooh. But you know what? I've given Brad my no star for too many episodes in a row. And when we get to that segment, I'm not giving it to him.
I'm happy that you're not giving it to him.
Yeah, he doesn't need that.
But now we have Adam, Steve, Ryan, and Brad in the losing group. And I think that's a pretty solid lineup. I mean, any one of those guys can win an elimination.
For sure. I mean, Steve has proven himself multiple times.
Not only is he a hand model.
Yeah. No, he's
also a challenger.
He's a role model. He is a role model.
I'm done with you.
No, but you know who is a role model? Ryan. This was such a standout episode for him.
Right? Like, I'm so happy that he shared that. And I know that we had just talked about it, him and I. And I know that it's like a vulnerable thing. And you want it to come off as authentic as it was when it happened, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that they did a great job of showcasing that, highlighting it, giving him his praise. And then everybody, you know, cheersing to him and him thanking basically this show for keeping him sober.
It's amazing.
So I think it's wonderful that like the show can really be a gift for some people when used correctly.
Yeah, I do too. And it was nice to have him have his moment and then not have to go into elimination. I guess we should thank Ace for that one.
Yeah, thank you for the story. Yeah. There once was a prince in a castle. And he came out and he said, Brad, and him.
Yeah.
But he was more lax. So the story was different. However, in my mind, that's how it sounded, a little more regal with some music in the background and a cape. But basically saying, you know what? I already said these two names.
Yep.
So ye shall pick these.
Yeah, and I mean, talk about a magician. Like, full-blown, put it out there, made it happen. Whether or not he was intending it to be the thing that happened,
that's all you need.
Dude, it worked.
It's literally all you need is to mention one name and one reason or just tell a weird story. And there you go. I'm being a storyteller on the next show.
Yeah, you should be.
All I'm doing is telling stories about the whole entire cast.
Now, I want to say, I think the reason why like, obviously, it upset some people, and I want to get into it more when we have our guest on the show and see how he actually felt about it. But, like, you know, he did offer up his star after the story. So he kind of put his own skin in the game and was like, once thee win, thee can steal thy star.
Yes, but also, you can also tell thy lie and not give away your star. I mean, the person literally just has to take it, you know, from anyone.
Yeah.
So it really depends on who goes into elimination and who comes out. Because I think that's going to determine whose star gets stolen.
Totally.
And we have Adam and Brad. I mean, Adam finessed the shit out of this elimination. Yeah. I feel like it was over before it started. Mm-hmm. He just went to work. And Brad was resetting every 5 seconds.
I thought they were playing Dance Dance Revolution. I didn't know till halfway
through.
I didn't
know what was going on either, to be honest.
I didn't know till halfway through.
I knew had to memorize shit, but I was just like, I don't know what's going on. Let's let our guest explain it.
Yeah, and this elimination came back after we had already seen it. The first time we saw it, it looked awful. Second time, still awful. This is not an elimination I have any interest in seeing. There was a half pipe that you had to run up to grab a bar so that you could play Dance Dance Revolution
What in the Dance Dance Revolution is going on?
Yeah.
Dude. That would have been a perfect moment for it. When did we see it before?
This was the elimination where Tina was supposed to go in.
Oh, I saw that. That would have been...
Could you imagine?
No.
What do you think Tina would have done?
Hung from the pole like TJ.
I would have paid to watch that.
I'm mad that, I mean, maybe they'll bring it back again for the girls. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
But you know what? Adam, I mean, I thought he was going to steal Steven Starr for a second and he didn't.
Yeah.
And he steals aces, and that then turns thy story into a circle and finishes it out. So I love it. I think Adam is a decent player. Well, not decent, he's a great player, he's a good person. I want to see what happens because things are only going to get messier from here.
Totally. And I just want to send my regards to Brad and say, Brad, just because you had one bad season doesn't mean you're a bad challenger. Everyone knows that you are Brad. In the words of Cara Maria, you're Brad. And I think
Brad, which is now a person, place, thing, and an adjective.
Yeah, he's Brad. So yes. Brad, we hope to see you back in the future.
You and your beard always have a home in the challenge.
Yeah. I'm surprised he wasn't hiding trivia answers in that thing.
He could be, but he was holding hands, so he couldn't get it out.
That's what it was.
So Tori, I want to know. Mm-hmm. Your all-star of the episode.
Dude, my all-star of the episode goes to Ryan because he had such a vulnerable moment. And I think that is what makes the challenge so amazing, is when you really get to connect with people on a level that is just moving and inspiring. So for sure, Ryan is my all-star. What about you?
I, you know, always give my stars and flowers and everything to Ryan. He is such an inspiration and such an awesome person. So proud for him and happy for him. But I want to just give it to my girl, Veronica, because, you know, we're triple OGs from way back when. And I just like to see my people thrive, you know, like the people that you want to go to vacation with. Like Veronica, somebody I'd go on vacation with. And I'm just happy she got a win today. And I'm happy that, you know, Leroy was right there too. So
absolutely. I'm happy. I just want to say one thing about Veronica. When I first met her in the airport going to Colombia for Dirty 30, she had her own suitcase for her hat. And that's when I realized that Veronica was that bitch. And that's all I got to say.
Veronica brought so much shit.
So much shit.
I was like, we're not packing you up for elimination. That's why she probably fought. She was like, I'm not packing my shit.
Dude, she's something special. Should we give our no star to... Okay, you go first. Who you want to give your no star to?
I mean, I'm going to give my nose star to Ace.
Oh my God, same. Okay, why? Why you?
But my reason might be different.
No, no, mine.
Okay. You sleep on that couch and you did not know the colors.
Yes, that is my nose star. Yes.
Thank you for being my twin flame.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, like you literally sleep on it like a toddler with your face on it, your body on the floor. You open your eyes to the color of it.
Yeah.
You literally go to bed with it.
Yeah, yeah,
It's kind of your snuggle buddy, and you don't know what it looks like.
You know, Ace went from, like, being a low-key player in this game to having a few moments today that made me be like, okay.
It's the cheetah jacket changed everything.
The cheetah jacket changed everything.
Gave him a little swag. Now he don't know what to do. he's telling stories. Yeah. Who is this guy? Is he a cheetah? Is he a storyteller? We don't fucking know.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to dive more into what it was like to be in that room when Ace did that story. And not only are we talking to somebody who was in that room, we are talking to the winner of the elimination. We are going to have the one and only Adam come on and explain how this episode went down. It's going to be great. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Okay, let's get back to the show.
All right, folks, this is the time in the podcast where we get to interview an all-star. He is an old friend and a beautiful face still. You may remember him from Road Rules The Quest. He was on Battle of the Seasons, Gauntlet, and Gauntlet 2. Please welcome Adam Larson.
Woo! Welcome, Adam.
Still handsome, Adam. Still crushing it.
Oh, I mean, you're still too kind.
I mean, I've been called worse, so thank you. Thank you. I mean, you've been gone for what you said on this episode, 18 years.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you were going to come back?
No, I just didn't think that it was like, there was a second Road Rules that I did after I got eliminated by Derek on the first challenge in the Gauntlet 2. And like, I had a pretty good thing going back then, but it just like, I went into the wine and spirits business and my boss was like, sure, you could go do another challenge. You just won't have a job to come back to. And then I got married and had kids and just went through like the roller coaster that is life. And I just kind of thought the opportunity went away. But what I love about that, like the family was still there, you know, but now I'm back.
Right. Now they have all stars. Now it's like, oh, they have a time for, they have a space for us.
Yeah.
Let me try this out.
Go to, like the main show. Like I've been, I mean, I used to be like a triathlete. I used to like bike across the country. I used to be legit. So like,
yeah, you definitely, I mean, from your performance on Gauntlet 2, I mean, I was there. You were incredible and people wanted you. I mean, you were a threat.
Landon and I were jumping off like the roof of the building.
We all were and giving ourselves enemas. That was the worst thing.
That's what happens.
I know.
Tori, what's your deal? I don't even like they said Tori and I thought it was the Tori from like the second Road Rules Viewer's Revenge thing that I did. Like, who, like, I need to know more about you.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate you, Adam. I mean, now
you
I'm just
on my podcast.
Yeah, I would love to come on your podcast the and moon talk about cycles. And yeah, talk about your moon cycle podcast and investing. But I definitely want to make this episode more about you. We could talk about me later. But I'm just curious, like, what was it like to play again after all of these years? And did you feel like you still had it?
Well, like coming back with the dad body and as a dad and like. They started calling me Dadum right away. It was like, you know how like our water bottle.
I kind of think that's hot. On them?
Somebody's yeah. like, could you just put a D in front of Adam's name? Like, I just kind of embraced it. And I just used to be like so competitive that I think it came across as like win at all costs. And like, like you're there really for the camaraderie and everything and to like build meaningful relationships. And then you just have to figure out how to navigate the political side. And what's nice is that I'm so oblivious that I'm always the last one to know shit. And so like, yeah. I lean on like Veronica and like everybody else in that house to be like, hey, am I missing something here? Cause like, what's funny is when you think about the show, you're like, if you're smart, you realize that you're just sitting in your own little corner and that that's your perspective. But like, if you look at where everybody else is, you're like, okay, they have a completely different perspective. And then your feelings aren't hurt when you watch the show. So I was just going on there to pay off some legal bills.
Wait. I love the transparency here.
My expectation was like, I was going into the elimination every time. And I was coming home like, you know, as long as it wasn't trivia with Derek right away, maybe I'd last a week.
Yeah. So is this how you played back in the day? The same way? Did you come in with like, I'm just going to be oblivious to things and just compete?
Anissa, I'm not trying to be oblivious.
I know. It just happens. It's a natural gift.
You're naturally oblivious. That's
yeah,
fine.
I just don't get the political drama side of things. And like, I cry a lot. I'm super sensitive.
Aww.
And I just wanted to go in there and be able to like, I wanted to be able to watch this with my 8 and 9 year old daughters and not be embarrassed and be proud and have them like be excited. And I got done with the show and I like called production. I was just like, hey, like my daughters, like I want internships for my daughters. Can I get that in my next contract? And they're like, we'll hire them. I love this stuff so much. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't define me. And also, like, I think you women have the hardest part because, like, the portrayal, at least back in the day, used to be as, like, a bitch or a slut. And as a guy, you don't have to worry about that, right? You could just be, like, an asshole and, like, somehow, like, they'll cast you again and again. But I don't know. I feel like, I don't know where I was going. Shiny room.
No, I felt like you were giving us a pat on the back. And saying that we go through a lot of shit, and we still do. It's just not as bitchy and slutty anymore. It's just for every other thing.
Well, so, but it's like, but now, like, look at the, like, how, I mean, the women dominated our season. Let's just, like, put that out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was like, and it's a good thing, and they did it in a way where it wasn't, like, a bunch of controversy, and it wasn't angry, and it was really entertaining.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have some incredible powerhouse women in this season of All Stars, and they are absolutely crushing the politics. Like, there's definitely some strong male players as well, but, like, the females are, in my opinion, dominating the game for sure. It's just so dope to watch it. So I agree with you on that. But speaking of dominating, can we talk about how you won a star in the very first challenge that you did, and it was your first time being back in however many years
since Dad Bod
Where? Yeah, right. Either way, ACAPULCO. And like, I used to host spring breaks in fucking October.
Yeah, like, you double seed it.
Well, that's what happened.
It's okay. When you're up there, this is what I say about trivia. And I love it so much, but I also hate it. When you are, I don't care if you're 10 feet off the ground, it changes your brain. I don't know what happens, but it takes over and you are dumb. You are not who you would be on 2 feet on the ground.
No, and TJ, with all of his like shenanigans and comments and everything else like that, like doesn't make
it doesn't give you more confidence. I know that.
No way.
Yeah. This was a really interesting episode of trivia because you were getting quizzed on things that happened this season. And that like really freaked me out a bit because I'm like, great, now next time I go play the game, I'm going to be counting the steps walking up to the eliminations.
You should like, always pay attention to what's in the house.
Anissa, you're telling me you count the steps walking up to the eliminations?
Well, you know me very well. You know me very well, Tori, and I'm a numbers girl and I fucking count weird shit. They've done it before. When we did Inferno 3, they were like, how many rugs are in the living room? Yeah. So, and then on All Stars 1, we had to remember where certain things were. We had plaques and like.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, so never forget what's going on.
All right, guys. Noted.
Tori's going to be counting in a corner.
Adam, were you doing any of that when you were in the house?
Yeah, I kept a journal. Like, I was keeping track of, like, wins, losses, like, names of everything. I just got a bunch of shitty fucking questions. Mm. Yeah, I mean, like, the only good question we got was, like, how many colors were in the flag, and Avery nailed that one.
Yeah,
go yes, Avery. She did. That was a good one.
Yeah.
It's crazy, because then Nicole gets, like, Bri, and I'm like, Bri, like, Rye, like, nickname, like what, like just a random, she's like, why? And I'm like, oh my God, here we fucking go.
Well, and we had just had a bride too. And like, it wasn't hard. It's just Nicole.
Oh, we never would have known that though. So I'm like, what are these bizarre words?
Oh no, they would like spelling out words like Lekka, like cool, L-E-K-K-E-R, like we were like learning all of this stuff. Like our bus was like a mad bike. We had like a school bus going on all the time.
Oh, interesting. Wow, you guys are just always studying. I mean, too bad it didn't work out in your favor this time. Obviously,
at all.
You and Avery didn't get the right questions, but how was it working with her? You know, you guys have been working together a lot this season. Talk a little bit about the relationship in terms of being partners with her.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. She's like super fit and like really, she's a great partner. She's a great, like, I think that the most important thing is, besides like athletic ability or whatever, is your communication. And we communicated like without speaking. Same thing with Ryan. Like we did, there was just like people in the house. Like our room was awesome. Our initial room was Rachel, Brad, myself, Derek, and Ryan. And it was
That's
just like
room.
The best room. It was like, we were just hanging out, having fun. You know how sometimes you try to hide?
Yeah.
No hide. It was just like awesome all the time.
That's sick. Rachel said that was a great room. And to back up about Avery, I mean, she seems pretty like even keel, like very calm and like pretty level headed. And I've only heard nice things because Ryan and Derek, you know, raved about her and said she was incredible. I have yet to meet her. Hopefully I will. But I know that you had this room full of all of these wonderful characters. Ryan was in there.
Yep.
What was it like when he opened up to you about his sobriety?
It was beautiful. Like my dad was an alcoholic and I was in the wine and spirits business. And so like, I'm not a big drinker anymore just because I've seen like the effects that it has on people. And it could even be like the simple effects of like the sugars and everything. Like people who are looking to go into like, who have a keto diet or keto lifestyle and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like just getting rid of the booze can really help you lose weight. It can help you like, just like get rid of inflammation. And so from like a health standpoint, from like a mental clarity standpoint, like it was just, we all have our thing. And I think sometimes leaning into that, whether it's exercise or getting rid of booze, whether he didn't let it define him. He was like, allowing himself to like my personality, myself, like I can change. I don't need to have alcohol to be fun. I don't need to have alcohol to engage with people or to lose my inhibitions. And it was like really nice to just have conversations with somebody who like wasn't at an 11.
Dude, he just was so inspiring this episode. Like it was from a viewer's perspective and from somebody who's played the past in 9 seasons of the game, I know how hard it is to walk into, as we all do, to walk into a challenge house and to not be like, oh my gosh, this is very overwhelming. Like I could definitely take
Let's
the edge
have a
off
wine.
A little bit. Let me take a wine. And then that turns into another one and then another one. And it's just
And then you're holding hands with Tori peeing for 15 minutes. You're already done peeing, but you're still in a squat. for 15 minutes talking about spirituality.
Yeah.
It fucking happens.
Yeah, it happens, dude. So it's just refreshing. I think it's like even harder to do in the Challenge House. So it was just like really nice to see the camaraderie amongst all the challengers and the support there. I think that was really, really sweet. And it was dope to watch you connect with him, Adam. And I'm curious, like, were there other people that you weren't expecting to connect with this season?
I mean, I didn't know anybody, Tori. I knew Rachel, I knew Tina, but like even these people, I hadn't seen them in 18 years. So we were coming at each other at different seasons in our life. And so I feel like I had to, like, I won the gauntlet with Veronica, but we did like that viewer's revenge thing for a second, but when that much time goes by, you can pick up where you left off, but there's just so much to catch up on.
Totally.
You don't have your phones. You can't sit, like, you got to sit down and talk to people. There's like, it's not like they can show you their kids. They can't, they can't show you the company they're working for. They can't do anything. And we're not all doing bar appearances and spring break stuff along. You know what I mean?
Thank God.
Well,
you're like,
that those aren't fun.
It'd be so boring. I'd be like, so party people, it's 9:30. You know what that means? It's bedtime. My watch just said wind down.
But I mean, like, immediately, I didn't really know Brad all that well, and I never had met Brandon before, and both of them were going through, like, dad stuff, just with dealing with, I don't want to speak for them, but, like, what separation looks like, what co-parenting looks like, what toxic relationships look like, how to speak to your children and, like, make them try to understand what's going on with them and not, like, devalue the other parent in the relationship, even if they're devaluing you, because you know that, like, that kid might turn, like, might end up hating a part of themselves because they are this conjunction of two beautiful humans. And so there was some really awesome stuff there. And like, as survivors, it was like awesome to talk with these men and like get vulnerable.
I love that. We need more of that. And that's why, once again, it's like another, there are like 20 reasons why I love this show. And this is one of them. That's like real shit. It's like, you guys are you, but at a different point in life, like dealing with real stuff. And now you have like the language and the company that, like, these shared experiences. And that must kind of ease the burden of it, like that you don't have to walk around with that by yourself. So I'm happy that you had a space for that.
It's amazing how many narcissists are out there and like what it's like to have to deal with a narcissist, because like sometimes these people like poison the environment and poison the water and poison people. And even when people figure out that there's lies, that those were lies, our subconscious never forgets that lie that was told about somebody. And it's really, really hard to like for kids to figure out reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And adults.
Totally agree.
Well,
yeah.
And adults.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like you were saying, there's just a lot of intense personalities that are out there. And I just want to shine light and kind of like flip the script on where this combo is going really quick, because somebody who really brought their personality out of the cage was Ace this episode, when he went from being Aces in Places to then being Ace the Storyteller, which I thought was incredible. I literally loved it.
I wish he would have worn a costume.
But like, he was
Ace would have brought a change of clothes, because he only had that one outfit. And when they literally showed him lying down on the couch every time, those were different days, different weeks and everything. But he would just like hop in the jacuzzi with his dirty ass cargo shorts, and like that's where he'd take his bath. And like,
no, don't tell me that.
What's a tinky man? Yeah, they even tried to clean
the jacuzzi for us. He ruined it. Big ruiner. I love Ace, but he's a ruiner.
But Ace the ruiner.
Ace the ruiner. The cargo short jacuzzi ruiner.
You're telling me that Ace took baths in the jacuzzi?
Yes.
Aces in Places.
Holy crap. Well, okay. Aside from that jacuzzi note, what did you think? And did you know that he was going to go into the storytelling? And did you know that you were going to be a character in the story?
Nope.
No clue.
kind of oblivious, Tori.
Aww. Adam. No, it was an amazing story. It was like a moment where Ace really did shine there.
He just came out.
I was like, where the hell?
I can't agree with that.
Did this guy come from?
That's a very personal moment. And he like projected, like the whole thing was like, his story didn't make any sense to anybody. And a lot of people were struck. Like, I was okay, like, going in or whatever. But, like, let's just say he had said somebody else's name, like, other than mine. Like, to force people into that and to kind of project this narrative, like, kind of, like, forced people's hands a little bit. Like, you saw how the voting and everything came down. Like, it wasn't appreciated. And, like, while Ace was, like, flying under the radar, I thought he's like a psychological vampire. Like, he's like, I definitely didn't respect the game that he played. I didn't respect the game that Kara played. Kara,
wow.
Like, they're just, but like, that's what happens when you have like people who think too much of themselves, you know, who aren't there for other people. Like I'm so sick and tired of bus rides about like who they like, that they should cast me more often and everything. It's like,
wait, who was saying that?
I mean, what do you mean who said that?
I'm oblivious.
Yeah, me too.
I've all of a sudden been atomed.
Yeah, but hey, I can still call people out. Like, I'm usually pretty good at like that game, but I didn't want to like stir the pot and like poke the fire too much. But towards the end of it, I couldn't help myself. So it'll be funny to see what the next episodes are like. Because I started, especially as I started to lose trust in people, never Ryan, never Avery, never the people in my room, but like there was some dirty shit going on there. And so like I thought there was dirty stuff going on. I thought the cam was like playing this like 3D chess game or whatever. And so I just went right up to her and Lee and I was just like, this is what I think, this is how I feel, this is what my perspective looks like. What's going on?
Wait, so you said this to
them? Who else did you? Yeah, I want to know all
these
things.
Is this in the future or did this already happen? Is this tea for what's coming? Because if so, don't tell us anymore because we don't want to watch it.
No, but I'm just talking about how I communicate.
Yeah, right.
So instead of like talking a bunch of shit like behind people's back and trying to say that this is what somebody else is doing. And like that happened to Ayana in the very beginning. She had a bunch of people in her ear.
Yeah.
And it just like, and so I just confront people and I'm like, hey, am I understanding what's going on here? Because
Right. So who'd you have beef with though? Like who didn't
know?
You...
I didn't have beef. Oh, the last person that you could possibly imagine.
Who that?
Nicole.
No.
Just Avery.
No. I don't even talk about him anymore. It's just kind of like, I was like, hey, I don't understand where you're coming from. I don't understand what you're doing. But yeah, more spoiler alerts.
All right, we have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Okay, let's get back to the show.
I just want to touch back really quickly. You had mentioned the same way you don't appreciate Ace's game. You also don't appreciate Kara's game. What was the relationship like with her in the house? And just tell us more about that because it's interesting to know about.
Yeah, so I don't know Kara Maria all that well, but from, but like, she's just a win at all costs type of person, which is fine. Cause that's exactly, and you know what? Usually when you don't like somebody, it's because like, they're so similar to yourselves, right? So maybe Cara Maria is just the female version of myself.
Wow. Is that what you think?
I don't know, but I'm willing to be open to it.
Okay. Okay. Listen,
I love your willingness to be open, but I'd like to say that you are, I've lived with both. I don't know how, I mean, I haven't seen you in decades, but like, I mean, we FaceTimed right after this season and it was just like, put me right back in the place. I don't know. I don't think you guys are. I mean, maybe in a competitive way, perhaps, but other than that, I don't think so.
I think she's played this game so many times and she's tried to win it so many times that she hasn't developed meaningful relationships. And so she doesn't prioritize having like relationships in the house.
I think that that is probably true. And I think that in the beginning of the season, she assumed she had more relationships than she actually had. Maybe okay. she counted them as game relationships. And those people were like, well, actually, we're not playing together. Like the Cam and Cara breakup is kind of a big deal because they've been playing together since the beginning of the 30s, you know, the challenge 30s and on. So I think like, listen, I'm not a Cara defender by any means, but I'm just taking off what you're saying. I can definitely co-sign that she probably is not making those serious, meaningful relationships like a lot of us do appreciate and do value when we go into the house, because how could you not get so close to people when you're doing some of these insane things?
But I think it's also like, let me protect myself, because she did have this really tight relationship with Laurel and then that went to shit. And maybe that's why.
I mean,
you know, we have to take into account a lot of variables, especially if you've played this game for over 10 years, all the people in and out of your life, like it's traumatic to have people ripped out like that and then thrown back in a different dynamic. People have changed. People have grown. People haven't. Like, it's fucking traumatic.
Yeah. And you realize that like not to like stand in a place of judgment or whatever, but we really are like living these lives at different levels, right? And like whether there is an afterlife where our souls kind of come back into our bodies or different bodies, whatever. But like people are at different levels and they're at that level to have their own journey. And when you try to tell them how to live their life, or like you're taking away their opportunity to have their own journey and live their life. And there's a lot of that.
That's beautiful.
Kind of like, this is how you should be. And it's like, man, that person needs to see it themselves.
Yeah.
It's like correcting a mistake before it happens.
Mm. It's going to be like your worst episode. We should talk about the challenge more. I'm sorry, guys.
I love it. No, I'm like, could you be our co-host?
No, Adam.
Open up with Adam, bye. Oh, never mind. We're not going to talk about investing here, because then
then people are just going to hit snooze on it, or they're going to fast forward. And we don't want that to happen, because you do have meaningful things to say. But I want to know something. So you have to go in to elimination against Brad.
Yep.
How did you feel? What was your strategy going into it? Did it change up at all while you were in there? Like you did it in like 2 minutes, it seemed like.
So I've always like, I always come up with a plan A, B, and C as soon as I see something. And well, just the entire day, like I was just like meditating and napping, and Brad was like taking scoops of pre-workout, talking about fucking hall brawl and just like getting like bigger and bigger eyes and getting himself all worked up. and I'm like, Brad. All right, like I weigh 200 pounds. I'm like, I might not have like a six pack anymore or be like, but I'm still in decent shape. Like I could like put up a fight in a hall brawl or like a wrestling match. But for some reason, I just was like, this is going to be fun. I just put myself in like a really good, like I wanted to go in. I wanted to win. I've only been in a few eliminations. And so maybe one, like literally lost it. So
yeah, y'all were in the sand getting dirty.
Yeah. I know.
I loved it. It was so good.
As long as it's not trivia, right? Like, I think I was okay with that. And I'm good at trivia. I just haven't watched, like, I mean, there's fucking...
Oh, what? You haven't watched Black Panther? I actually will get my black card taken because I have not seen it.
So
nobody knows. And it's February. I don't even know why I just said that.
I asked all the people.
I'm kicking myself off.
Production. Who the father is? It Chadwick Boseman. Who his dad was in the movie. Who, and they're like, who? He was in the movie like for like 6 minutes or something. Or like his name's John Candy, anyways. In case you ever want to throw that trivia question out there, Candi. Mm.
Interesting.
Well, I'm glad that you've researched and wrote a whole thing on him. And you could do a PowerPoint presentation about Mr. Candy with an I. Now I'm never going to forget it.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
See how easy that was. But you win this. I want to know, going in after you've meditated, you have your plan A, B, and C. You win. You say bye to Brad. Did you know before going in, like, who you were going to take your star from if you won?
Yeah, I always thought it was going to be Ace. But like 2020, like I would go back and I would have taken it from somebody else. But like, I don't like to mess with the game. If I go back and do these type of things, and I even told this to like my daughters, I was like, sometimes you want to go in and stir the pot and sometimes you don't. And yeah. I think it would be kind of fun to fuck with people.
Yeah. Bring it out.
There he is.
Yeah, right? Just... Like... That child is still inside me. It's just like, I usually get him taken care of with meditation and journaling.
Yeah.
But also, whatever.
So if you were, you come back in, you get your star, you steal it from Ace.
Yeah.
And.
But part of his story, Tori, was that he was going to give it, right?
Like, yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's true.
Another thing, like, that shouldn't have been.
It made the story come true.
Yeah.
You're like, Ace, you wrote this story in your mind. Yeah. I'm only doing what you told me to do.
Yeah.
Silly.
Well, I'm glad that you got your star. Going back into the game, are you feeling like you're going to, obviously don't give us any spoilers, but like, are you going to flip the way you're playing now that you've gone in? Is it going to change the way you move going forward? Or are you going to stop working or start working with anybody? Like, fill us in a little bit.
Yeah. Just kind of like, no spoiler alerts, right?
Mm-hmm. No spoiler. Yeah.
Okay, so I just tried to keep on winning, but I also started partnering with people who like you wouldn't try to partner up with, if that makes sense.
Interesting.
Like Flora and I had a great partnership, and she's just like, Adam, you're like one of the nicest, kindest partners, and like I just want, like, no matter what it was that I was doing, I just tried to be kind. I just tried to communicate well. It was like, it didn't matter whether, like, I wasn't like just trying to grab Laurel or grab Cara Maria or grab Avery, you know, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Like, hey, whoever wants to partner up, like, let's just go do this. Let's have a good time. But let's also, like, let's try to see if we can outthink everybody. And like, you know,
right.
I'm still going to push everybody, but I'm also going to like push them from behind rather than drag them.
See, I love that, and I want to clone you for future seasons so that all of the men on this show would be like that.
I agree.
I mean, it would probably make for a boring show because they need the different dynamic, but like, I love it. I love All-Stars. I love the old school guys. I just think that they are, for the most part,
classy ladies.
It reminds me of Yes, and just like that very like sweet, loving, yeah, supportive, really sweet. Mm-hmm. Especially to women, like just very like want them to be empowered, want to support them, want to honor them, and that just makes me so happy.
Well, being a dad of daughters is like we haven't had daughters in my family for like generations, and so like being like not understanding and having to like, because I have a deep voice and I can be a little bit intimidating sometimes, and having to like get down on a knee and like just like every morning we just like start off with like 20 second hugs with the girls as I get them out of their bed. Oh. And like making sure that they get that oxytocin release and feel safe and loved, and like and my relationship with Ames, it's kind of like that. Like, but I've never, like, I don't
Does
think
she
I've
get 20
ever
second hugs every morning.
Your relationship with who?
Well, I just don't think I've loved anybody unconditionally before.
Ames
is short for Avery. Are you dropping us a hint that you guys are public?
Are we?
Is this a hard launch?
I just flew out to Phoenix, and like we drove back to Greenville together over New Year's, and so she just moved to Yeah, as long as we're allowed to say it.
It's hot and heavy and it's serious.
If South Carolina's a rock, I'm friends with Ryan.
Holy crap. Well, that's so exciting. Obviously, we haven't seen that develop on the show, but like I'm really
it doesn't. There was just like this amazing I kind of fell back in love with myself on the show, if that makes sense. Yeah. And then I got home, and I think that what happened when I got home was I realized that I love the person who I was with, but I really loved them because I was operating out of this like place of guilt that my children didn't have a mom, and like that I wanted someone to fill that role, and I loved and appreciated my girlfriend for that, but it wasn't the person who I was going to be with for the rest of my life. And I was like, I was like, oh, this is just what love looks like in your 40s. And like, I've been like, just kind of shallow and self-centered and like really, but like love is about being responsible and being a good partner. And like, maybe like all the butterflies and everything like that isn't important. And I don't know if I'm like, I don't want to devalue the relationship I had with somebody else.
No,
because it was an amazing relationship, but it was a relationship that I knew wasn't going, that was like, maybe went on for 5 years. And like, I just, when I went to therapy, when I came home, you know, they're like, listen, if you know that you don't want to be with this person for the rest of your life, then like, you need to like set them free, especially if they you are their person. Like, and so then we just had like this honest talk, and then after that, like I kept in touch with certain people from the show, and Abe's happened to be one of them. And we would be FaceTiming and just like make cooking dinner for the girls, and like day after day after day. And her relationship with the girls was beautiful. And so she came out for like around Father's Day, and it was beyond magical. But like nothing, I mean, like I said, I wanted my kids to be able to watch this show, and I didn't have to want to call production and be like, hey, don't show me holding somebody's hand or me putting my arms around somebody. Cause like, whether it was Flora, Veronica, Abe, like I'm a very touchy feely kind of person. Mm-hmm. I just always wanted to be respectful because that's how I'd want to be treated. And also the final thing was, and I'm sorry for rambling, but I had a conversation with the kids because when I did break up with my girlfriend, the girls like had a significant person removed from their life who provided a lot of love. And I was like, I want to show you how you girls should be treated by a person who's going to say that they're in love with you. I want you to see their dedication, their excitement. Like I want you to have, I don't ever want you to settle. And so.
Yeah. You're
like, I don't. Can I have one of you? I want a 20-second hug every time I see you.
I'll do you one
for the rest of my life.
I'm reverse engineering my retirement, and I'm creating a community, like a village or whatever, called Bomisper, Body, Mind, and Spirit. And we're gonna basically have this collective, and like I'll have tiny homes for everybody. Whenever you're ready, you can
it's
come.
It's the coven I've always wanted.
Yeah, and like, but it'll be like very
village, like loving people.
And we'll just together, and maybe we can retire at like 45 or 50 instead of 60. But you know what I mean. But like, we're going to create this place that's like full of love and kindness, and
I love that. Aw, Adam, you're seriously one of the, if not for sure, definitely the sweetest guy we've talked to this season. Maybe the sweetest guy we've ever had on the podcast ever. You are definitely in the running.
I mean, some women may cry. Some people may cry listening to this.
You could thank Hunter and Harlow because honestly, if I hadn't become a dad, I would have never changed.
Aw. See, even you crediting your
seat then, though, but still.
Yeah.
But we were young. I was 24 when I met you, so it was a different... We were all a little different back then, but I think you're an absolute joy. I've always been a fan, but now even more. Maybe I'm a stan now.
But, but I still want to be allowed to come out. Like, I still want to be able to poke and press people's buttons once in a while.
Yeah, let it out.
You know what I mean? Like, I still want to have fun.
You're still multidimensional. You're not just the sweet guy. You're
Sour Patch
Kid. A lot of things.
Sour Patch Kid.
Is that what Wes does? I haven't hung out with Wes in so long.
You and Wes are very different.
Yeah, it's true. Well, listen, now that you have
teased a little bit of what's going on in your outside life post All Stars. Obviously, you're still in the show and your season isn't over. But aside from a lot of the changes that have happened since you've been on, what is the biggest takeaway from All Stars thus far for you?
As far as like what I saw on there, or kind of like personal self-growth, like what I got out of doing the show.
Yeah, what you got out of doing the show.
Yeah, like I just was living under a rock. I didn't believe in love anymore. I was just like trying to survive. And like what I got out of the show was like, there's just like so, like I really love these people. Like I've just like, I really love every single person who's a part of our family. And even the, like, even people who are just fans of the show who feel like they can relate, like, I love what we have. And I'm just so much more grateful for it than I ever was before. And so whether I was just on and like left after date, like the first challenge, or whether you win the final, I won. Like I came here and got everything that I needed and way more than I deserved.
I love that. I think it's beautiful when you can walk away from something, no matter what the outcome is, and still feel like it was a success. So that's just so beautiful. And I'm glad you feel like you got your spark back and you feel like you again, because
I know you have your sparkle.
Yeah, you have your sparkle. You're sparkling, Adam.
That's just sweat. That's
the I'll take that too.
Right. We just need to get together more often maybe I need to have like a Bomisper community in like Michigan near Brad, so that you guys can do that one. And maybe one in the West Coast and one in the South. Like, we'll just like, we'll create all of these like different pods so that we can all, and who knows, maybe we'll all like go there and like train for the challenges, and like I'll teach meditation classes.
So is training for the challenge and doing another one on your radar in the future?
Oh yeah. But I want to go on the main show.
That's our guy. Come on over. 20 seconds of hugs.
Yep. Have you caught up on any of the flagship shows? Like, do you have an idea?
I saw you and Devin on one of them. I have like a few more episodes before I finish it, but I think it was 30
or 39? Yeah.
I think you guys win this one, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
You're going to have to watch and find out.
I will watch. I watched every season.
And you're like a giddy child. I watch every season.
I do love her so much.
Aww. I think that's so special.
It's really sweet. Adam and Avery. Yeah. It's a cute name.
Adam and Eve.
Oh my God. Right? As long as it's not. Yeah. Well,
but it's way different than the biblical. Yeah.
Well, she's my Avery thing.
Oh, she's your Avery. Oh,
that's so corny.
I'm going to try them all out with you guys before I try them out with her. That way she doesn't throw up in her mouth when I say something.
Yes. Oh my God. That was so corny and amazing.
It's not corny. It's great. I love it.
No, she's corny in the best way.
Yeah.
But us even having a relationship is so much more than I expected. But I knew from the moment I met her, that she had this energy. And then when I heard her story, when we connected, like, I was like, please like stay in my life. Like, my girls need an aunt like you. They need this, like, she, like, you need to surround yourself with people who have like the right vibration. Yeah. Right? That like, where like you're better with them, where you never feel like you're walking on eggshells, where you feel like when you come home you're safe. Like,
it's alignment.
It's not just love.
I love that for you,
Tori. I love you like that.
No, I love you like that too, Nush.
We met on the show and we fell in love.
Yeah. And Adam, you are.
In the most non-sexual way. And Adam, you are welcome to come to our coven.
I will hold the candles. I'll be like the candelabra holder. Thank you. Or I'll just like, I'm a good snuggler.
Aw, Adam.
I bet. Well, Adam, I love you. I'm so happy that you took time out of your day and your moon cycles to come on here and bless us with all of this positivity. I needed it. I definitely know that Tori probably needed a little sunshine in her life too.
Always. Thank you.
I'd like to know, do you have social media? Yes, you do. Because I follow you on there. You're riding your bike a lot.
I don't have any followers. So if anybody wants to like get on there, I'm at Dadam Larson.
Yes, Dadam.
I love it.
I'm trying to embrace it, and I'm sure I still have Facebook, but like I'm on Peloton, so you can find like.
Yes. What do you want Peloton? So I could not.
Dadam Larson.
So I can change my name.
Yes.
So you don't know it's me. And I'm just gonna high five you constantly.
Oh, let's ride together. Let's ride.
Yeah,
we love that. We go to Paintown.
Oh man, Adam, seriously, thank you so much for coming on the show. I can't wait to follow your journey outside. I can't wait to see your everything on your social media when it drops. And it's just been such an honor. And I hope we get to see you in the future, maybe on the flagship.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Dude, tell me Adam isn't the sweetest guy in the entire world.
I mean, I'm joining the coven right now. I literally am filling out my own form for it. I'm writing the form and I'm filling it out. I'm sending it in.
I think it's safe to say that he is the sweetest guy that's ever been on the podcast. And it's nice to know that he's got a sour side and he wants to pull that out in the future. So fingers
that whole I want to push people's buttons thing.
Yes.
That got me going too.
I'm excited. I'm ready to see Evil Adam come part two on another season.
Evil Adam.
Yeah.
Evil Dadam.
Evil Dadam. Fingers crossed that he comes on. Well, it was awesome to have him on. I'm glad that he has social media so we can follow him. Anissa, where can we follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV for running recaps and more.
Yes.
Where can they follow you, Tori?
You guys can follow me on Instagram at Tori_Deal. And thanks for joining us for another episode of MTV's official challenge podcast. And if you liked this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend.
And remember, you can watch the challenge All-Stars 4 and more on Paramount Plus.
And we'll see you next time on MTV's official challenge podcast.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.